From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. House Democrats kicked off a retreat today with this message from their leader, Nancy Pelosi: we'll be back. After their big loss in November, Democrats are strategizing on how to win back the House. Their retreat is in Cambridge, Maryland, and where lawmakers go, there goes NPR's Andrea Seabrook. And Andrea, tell us about that focus of the Democrats taking back the House, a pretty tall order given how many seats they lost in November.
It sure is, Melissa. And, you know, the Democrats are really cognizant of that. There's a lot of soul searching going on here, a lot of looking deep into the poll numbers to try and figure out what exactly they did wrong, where they went wrong with the voters. And many of them tell me, sort of behind the scenes, that they've come to the idea that though they did a lot and they did a lot of things that the American people might like, they didn't communicate it very well. And so a big part of their agenda going forward is communicating better to the American people and also convincing them with policy as well that they, Democrats, should be in the majority again.
And how do they get that across, Andrea? What's the message?
Well, they are really focusing on jobs and working with the private sector along with the government to create jobs, especially in manufacturing. Democratic leader Steny Hoyer has this Make It in America agenda, which he describes that Make It in America as having two senses of the word, as in manufacturing things and also getting along in America. And so, for example, he had the CEO of Ford Motor Company here at the retreat today, and also the president of the United Auto Workers, two people who are not always on the same side. But they were here with Hoyer talking about this Make It in America agenda. Listen to what Hoyer had to say.
We think we can bring business and labor together. We can bring conservatives and liberals together. We can bring all of our country together on the agenda of making sure that we make it in America in both meanings of that word.
And Andrea, that's the aspiration. What about the perspiration side of this equation, the hard politics of getting that done?
Oh, they are certainly talking about that as well. I mean, they have put a new guy in charge of the committee that is in charge of getting Democrats elected. His name is Steve Israel. He's from New York. He's a congressman from New York, but he'll be taking over the committee. And he has started what he calls the Drive for 25. That's the fact that Democrats need 25 seats to take back the majority of the House, and he is going to focus on that drive for 25 over the next 2 years. Listen to how he describes it.
This drive for 25 is going to be based on two essential ingredients. One, we're going to offer constructive proposals. Now, the Republicans spent 4 years just saying no and not lifting a finger to help. We're going to offer constructive, thoughtful economic proposals to grow jobs like Make It in America. And two, we are going to hold Republicans accountable when they do not support the interests of middle class and working families in this country.
Now, Andrea, the House Democrats heard earlier today from Vice President Biden. Tonight, it's the president's turn. What's the message from the White House?
The Vice President, Joe Biden, talked a lot about foreign policy, and he said, no one's forgetting we are in two wars here, and to keep track of Iraq and Afghanistan. His message to Democrats was the White House is on track for pulling combat troops out of those two wars on time, as scheduled. The President is really focusing on the politics and the policy of this situation. His meeting with Democrats is behind closed doors, and it's interesting that he was also touring a plant today, talking about private business working together with the government. And so I think they're trying to streamline their agendas, the White House and the Democrats.
Okay, NPR's Andrea Seabrook from Cambridge, Maryland, where House Democrats are holding their retreat. Andrea, thanks very much.
My pleasure.